Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges. You know, Chris, I've heard multiple times the debate over whether you can lose your salvation or not. Can we speak to that a little bit?
Well, Mark, it's good to be back with you. And yes, that's been an age-old debate. But I can say this. If you can lose your salvation, we would have all lost it at some point today just driving in traffic. So it's not totally dependent on us. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're saved. We ask him to come into our heart, and he saves us. And it's based on what he did on the cross. It's not based on what we do other than simply believing in him.
Oh, that's a great thing. If it was relying on us, we wouldn't stand a chance.
So you have to go back to the finished work of Christ on the cross. And once you believe what he did on the cross, you pray and ask him to come into your heart. He does. You may not know where Genesis or the Revelation is in the Bible, but you do know I'm lost. I'm seeking. And someone has shown me the way to Christ through the cross. And I believe, and I've asked him to come into my heart. He does. And now you begin to grow as a Christian. Now, there are many reasons people doubt their salvation, but the big one is this. After you're saved, some things that you may have struggled with prior to salvation, you find yourself still struggling with them. Maybe something very specific to you alone. And that can cause you to think, maybe I never was saved, or I've done it again since I prayed to receive Christ. So I guess now I've lost my salvation.
Yeah,
that causes people to doubt.
Should I still be doing this if I'm saved? Yeah, that question creeps in.
And I've never met anybody, Mark, that stop struggling with sin after they're saved. I had a godly minister of the gospel for many years that people all over this world loved. He said to a group of us one time, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I have not stopped sinning, but I will tell you that I'm going longer periods of time not sinning, but I have not stopped.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that he had a light view of sin. It doesn't mean that at all. He was being honest, because some people think of sin as some horrific things that we might do. But the truth is, sin can go on in our minds without saying a word. Just hatred, some type of anger, lust, and many other things we could mention that nobody else knows. But it's sin according to God's word.
And Christ dying on the cross took away all of that sin forevermore. So even though we still continue to sin, and we all do, those sins are covered as well. It doesn't mean you have impunity. You can just sin whatever you want to and say, oh, I'll just forgive me. But those are covered, so you don't have to worry about losing your salvation if you're, you know, what's the old term, once saved, always saved. I think we believe that.
Yes, Jesus died one time for all sins. When he said, Father, I commit my spirit to you, and then he died. He died one time for all sins, the sin that Adam committed, and then all sins that would ever be committed. He died one time for all of them. I know some people say, wait a minute, to teach that is teaching a license to sin. No, it's really not. It's basically encouraging people to know that we're not perfect, but he is. And he is our substitute. He died for us, and he died as us. He died one time for all, and we simply believe that and walk in that the rest of our life.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.